This book is dedicated to everybody you hate. Sorry. Life's like that sometimes. Part 1. Chapter 1. This is a general message to the residents of Long Island. The first time they heard the message, nobody recognized the voice, but it played every day, all day, for weeks, cycling through every available frequency to be sure that every human on the island could hear it. Terrified refugees, huddled in groups or alone in the wilderness, came to know it by heart. It blared from every radio relentlessly, burning itself into their minds and memories. After the first few weeks, it haunted their dreams until even sleep was no respite from the calm, methodical proclamation of death. We did not want to invade, but circumstances forced our hand. The voice, they eventually learned, was that of a scientist named McKenna Morgan, and the "we" of her sentence referred to the partials, unstoppable super soldiers created in labs and grown in vats to wage a war the humans couldn't win on their own. They fought, and they won, and when they came back to the United States to find themselves homeless and hopeless, they turned on their creators and waged a new war, the partial war, the war that ended the world. But the war that ended the world was not the last war that world would ever see. For 12 years later, the humans and the partials were both on the verge of extinction, and each species was willing to destroy the other to survive. "We are looking for a girl named Kira Walker, 16 years old, 5 feet 10 inches tall, approximately 118 pounds. Indian descent, light-skinned, with jet-black hair, though she may have cut or dyed it to help disguise her identity." Only a few people on the island knew Kira Walker personally, but everyone knew her by reputation. She was a medic, trained in the hospital to study the plague known as RM. They knew Kira because she had found the cure. She had saved the life of Arwin Sato, the miracle baby, the first human infant in 12 long years to live more than 3 days. Kira was infamous because, in the process of finding the cure, she had led 2 unprovoked attacks on the partial army, awakening, they thought, the monster that had lain dormant since the end of the partial war. She had saved the world, and she had damned it. The first time the message played, most people didn't know whether to love her or hate her. Their opinions grew less complicated with every human death. "Bring us this girl and the occupation ends. Continue to hide her, and we will execute one of you every day. Please don't force us to do this any longer than is necessary. This message will cycle through all frequencies and repeat until our instructions have been complied with. Thank you." The first day they killed an old man, a schoolteacher from back in the days when there were still children to attend. His name was John Dianatka, and he kept a hive of bees to make honey candy for his students. Partial soldiers shot him in the back of the head in the middle of East Meadow, the largest human settlement on Long Island, leaving his body in the road as a sign that they were serious. Nobody turned Kira in because, at that time, they were proud and unbroken. The partials could rattle their sabers all they wanted, but the humans would not bend. Yet still the message played, and the next day they killed a young woman, barely 17 years old, and the day after that, an old lady, and the day after that, a middle-aged man. "Please don't force us to do this any longer than is necessary." A week went by, and 7 people died. 2 weeks, 14 people. In the meantime, the partials weren't attacking the humans. They weren't forcing them into labor camps. They simply corralled them in East Meadow and rounded up everyone who tried to escape. Attack a partial and you were whipped or beaten. Cause too much trouble and you might be the next night's victim. When a human disappeared completely, the rumors spread in hushed whispers. Maybe you'd escaped. Maybe Dr. Morgan had taken you to her blood-stained laboratory. Or maybe they'd simply find you in the street the next night, kneeling in front of a partial while the endless message blared from speakers all across the city until you sprawled forward with a bullet where your brain used to be. Every day, another execution. Every hour, another message, the same message, endless and unstoppable. We are looking for a girl named Kira Walker. Still, nobody turned her in, not because they were proud, but because they couldn't. She'd left the island, said some, and others said she was hiding in the woods. Of course we'd give her to you if we had her, but we don't. Can't you see that? Can't you understand? Can't you stop killing us? There are barely any humans left. Can't you find another way? We want to help you, but we can't. 16 years old, 5 feet 10 inches tall, Indian descent, jet black hair.